can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for October 4th, 2023, episode 58.
Curry and the Keeper.
Oh, I could do this every single day. Hello, my queen. My queen of the dancing scene.
Oh, hello. My love. Hello, I like the way you like flipped your head. You're like, oh. I could do this every day.
I
and
could.
Your eyes are closed when you said that. Like that, you're
that's my
trans,
that's my
transported.
No, that's my Tourette's.
Oh, here I thought it was something sexy and lovely. It's your Tourette's. Nice.
Give me a cheers, babe. Give me a cheers. Here we go. Ooh, we have something special today. I'm excited about it.
Let's try that.
Ooh, how does it smell? How does it smell? You haven't had wine in what, a month?
No, I had it last week on the show.
In a week. You sounded just like Roz from Frasier.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did. Oh. I had it last week, Frasier. Okay, here we go.
You can tell what we're watching.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, that's pretty bold.
You like it?
I do like it. Yes.
I'm already
tipsy.
What do you have? A whole 2 ounces there?
I have 2.5, 3 ounces.
Wow.
I know.
Wow, you went over by.
I went down.
Now you sound like Monica from Friends. I know. Yeah. I have a sitcom wife. We are drinking a gift from Misty Philip.
Yes. Who, is it Philip or Phillips?
It's Philip.
Oh, Philip.
Yes, it's Philip. Yes, it is.
And we'll talk about who she is.
Yes, we will. She's my best friend after I got this wife. This is a Mount Brave, from Mount Veeder, Napa Valley, 2016. This is it's a Cabernet, and I think it's a blend.
It's
a full on Cabernet. There's not much on, they don't have any marketing on the label. That must be very classy.
Oh.
You know, it's like, we're not going to put any
funky, go through ChatGPT and come up with a marketing slogan.
In the ever changing world of Sonoma wine.
Yes. Is it from Sonoma?
No, it's from, I don't know where, here it is. Produced and bottled by Mount Brave, Oakville, California.
Oakville. Hmm.
So I have no idea.
Nice.
I like it.
Yes. It's very good.
Good.
Thank
it has
you,
like
Misty.
A lot of, has a lot of stars on, on my Vivino app.
The guy who doesn't really have any apps on his phone, but has the wine app on
his
phone. Yes,
I have to give it special permissions when I use it.
Oh.
When I use it, then it's allowed to use my camera. Then it's allowed to use the network. Otherwise, it's locked out.
Yeah, yeah.
Misty's husband.
Yes.
Was very happy to hear that I used Graphene OS.
Oh, was he?
He's a security guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like, Adam, he knows what he's doing.
Hey, and we're still alive.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. We didn't die from the graphene, from the nano, was the nanoparticles being activated
by
the...
There were so many people going crazy on Instagram about it. Turn your phones off. Turn your computers off because they're sending this, a signal to eat your brain.
And then the 5G signal is going to activate everything in your body and you're going to overheat and you're going to explode. Your head's going to blow up.
Yeah.
And we did this on no agenda. First, it was the tone. It was like, we're going to send a high frequency tone. And here's the patent where it all was done. I'm like, oh my God, you can't send a high frequency through these phone speakers.
And you got yours in Spanish.
I know. It's like they tried to kill me by sending me a different language and giving me weird instructions. I know. Oh, that's because of my, my security VPNs and stuff. That's what they think. My phone is, it doesn't know. I think probably thinks I'm in Mexico, which is not an undesired. Thing, actually.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone knowing where I am.
Yeah.
Except right here with you, baby. I want you to know that I am right here with you.
You are.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Since our last show, Wednesday night.
Oh, man.
We then went into Thursday, which for me is a show day.
Yes.
And I did, I did a lot. I did, so this last Thursday, did No Agenda. Then we did Podcasting 2.0.
That night, because we flew to Houston on Friday afternoon.
And, you know, Phoebe had to be picked up and we were getting everything ready, which of course was also during the show.
Yes. Was I? Oh,
well,
I was in San Antonio.
You were not
Antonio.
Caring about the show.
No, I was in San Antonio picking up your jacket, which
you could have picked that up after the Phoebe was dropped off.
No, I had car appointment, remember?
Yeah. I know you had all kinds of appointments, which of course I said, are you sure that you can just drop it off? And like, well, they didn't say anything. So,
They said come drop it off. And then they're like, you know, you need to come back.
These people are, you know, you can't trust anybody. No. You know, you can't go to Good Help for anything anymore. No. Anything.
And now I'm going back there tomorrow to drop my car off. So I know.
And you're crazy. Getting a loaner. Tina's like, hope they don't give me a clunker. Well, surprise. Guess what?
Oh.
Yeah. You're going to, I wonder what you're going to get. Oh. It might not even be
if it's really bad, I'm going to refuse it and say, I don't care about the camera. I don't care. I'm not taking that car. I'm going to be that person. Because
this is a recall, right?
Yeah.
Is it working, your rear view camera?
It is, but it was started to do like the... Bzz, bzz. Yes, yeah, the signal was going out on it.
You sure that wasn't the 5G death ray?
Oh, it could have been. Yeah, so then we ended up flying to Houston.
Yes.
With Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Yes.
They came with us.
Since I've been I'm in aviation business, now I have connections.
Yes.
So I'm able to get a plane to take us from our little airport here.
Very, very lovely.
That was great, right?
They even had in-flight service in a cooler, but hey, I'll take it.
He's like, do you have any beverages? Well, yeah, we got some booze in the cooler. We got some snacks.
Not on the way there. There was no booze, but they had stuff in the cooler. On the way over.
You know, he said it. It probably was.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? We didn't drink it anyway.
Yeah.
You all have your own special drinks. Oh no, I have to drink my water. It's a part of my meat diet. I need my special water in this special container.
Well, that has
my name on it.
We'll get into my meat diet later.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
Anyway, that is, of course, if you go into Houston, that's the way to go. Cause it was 45 minutes.
No, it was like 55 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was no TSA.
None of that. Mm-mm. None of that garbage. Mm-mm. Nothing. It was fantastic. It was great. And we talked the whole way.
It had propellers, so it was a little loud.
It was a little loud. The one coming back was...
had one propeller in the
in
front.
In the front. Yeah. So, but it was nice to walk upstairs and not climb over the wing like I had to in Nashville. I know. You had to duck.
You had to crawl. You had to crawl to get in your seat, but it was pretty good.
It was nice. It was nice. But we went for a very important reason.
Yeah. This was the Spark Media Ignite Conference. Now, I'd been invited to deliver the keynote by Rob from Focus on the Family, who was on the board of the Ignite, I think. Was the organization or the conference? Probably on the organization, which is Misty Phillips.
Yes.
This is apostrophe S.
Yes.
Board. And of course, you know, how can you refuse anything from Rob?
I know.
I mean, I've known him forever.
And he's a cork soaker. And he's a No Agenda Nation.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's
a douchebag or not on No Agenda Nation.
I'm pretty sure he's donated. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys that's in your life for a long time. Yeah, it's great. And so we land there.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We land at David.
What's the Wayne Hobbs.
David. Yeah. David. H. Wayne Airport. Yeah. Little airport.
Yeah.
And Misty's right there with her own car to pick us up. It was great.
She was nervous meeting you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She was talking a million miles an hour.
But Misty kind of talks a million miles an hour. Have you noticed that?
she's very lovely.
Oh, no. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so we knew most of her life story, the 15-minute drive to the hotel.
Yes.
Which was...
she even came up later and said, sorry, I was talking so much.
It was interesting. No, it wasn't like we had, you know, been through TSA and had flown for 2 hours or whatever and all. You know, we were fresh.
But she was called. She was called to do this conference, which is very, very
so good. I'm kind of liking this. Yes. And there's a whole history behind it. And
so much work.
The first time she started it was right when COVID hit. I mean, all this stuff was happened. But she had this calling to do this podcast conference for, I'll just call it Godcasters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it was definitely Christian based for sure.
It's quite famous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't, you know, I'm not a big fan of podcast conferences. I've never done a keynote for a podcast conference. Oh. Go figure. Did you know this?
You're co-inventor of podcasting.
Yeah. And this is because the first one that took place in, I'm not sure exactly when it was. I'm going to say 2006, 2007, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was actually a different conference called the New Media Expo. And the New Media Expo, I guess it was like a portable audio type thing. And so they jumped onto the podcasting bandwagon and they, you know, New Media Expo and Podcast Conference. Okay, fine. Adam, do you want to do the keynote? I'm like, well, I'm not, you know, not really, but yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm one of the co-inventors. It's the first one. Yeah, I'll do your keynote. Great. You need to sponsor the conference for $25,000.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm like, what? And yeah. So, and that became really a contentious point. So we wound up taking a few podcasters down there to, it was in Orange, California, and in the hotel next door, we did the unconference.
Oh, that's
just,
right.
And we just sat by the pool and just hung out and had a good time with everybody. Yeah, yeah. I think even Steve Webb was there. I think that's when I first met him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't know what to expect really. And it, you know, it seemed, you know, there was some booze, you know, there was a pretty nice setup of maybe, what do you think, 15, 20?
Wait, what are you talking about?
This one at the conference.
There's no booze? What are you talking about? Booths
with the tables.
Oh, booths.
What do you think I said?
They said booze.
Booze. No, that's where your head is. I'm a Christian.
Oh,
I'm at the Christian Podcasting Conference.
Oh, Jesus,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
I was like, yes, there was booths.
Sorry, it's my teeth. Booths.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there was 10, 15, like you said.
Yeah. But, you know, focus on the family and a couple of things.
200 people?
150.
Maybe?
I think it was 150.
People. Yeah.
But they had really interesting sessions.
Yeah, and really interesting, really good speakers, too.
So the first evening, we took Pastor Jimmy and Damonette out for dinner.
Yes.
We went to swanky place called Kirby's.
Mm-hmm.
Which I knew would be great. And I was treating because I knew y'all were cheap. They said I would be the only one drinking wine and no one else would want anything but beef. And I would say the beef was top notch.
Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah, it was very good.
It was, and we had carpaccio to start with. Oh, so
I had
good.
The lamb chops. Yeah.
Excuse me.
They were very good. It was very good.
And, yeah.
It was nice. It was nice. It was a nice dinner.
It was really friends hanging out.
Yeah. And oh, for sure.
We had, and also the opportunity to do that without, you know, people from, you know, not being in Fredericksburg where people know, you know, all of us or, you know, of course, Pastor Jimmy and Damonette. And,
yeah, there's
celebs
here.
Because every single time we go out, you know, someone knows them.
Somebody. Yeah. Oh, sure.
So, yeah. And it was really nice. And then we went to bed. And then the next morning we got up and they had... And of course, there was, you guys didn't want to eat breakfast.
No.
Because you're all doing your
Well, we
whatever.
Ate so late. We were so full. And then we ate about
I was
10,
ready.
30,
I
11.
Was ready for breakfast
you're
at 7:30.
You're ready to eat all the time.
Yes, I am. Yes. I'm a growing boy. I need my my bacon and eggs. But okay, I hung out with you without having breakfast. And, but then we started, they had.
No, you're not even going to talk about what happened, like in the middle of the night, because you had to get ready for your keynote. You want to get into that before, because that happened in the middle of the night before we went to breakfast.
I'm pretty sure that happened. Did that happen on, was that Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday morning we got up and went to breakfast.
Right.
So
at 2:30, at 2:30 in the morning. Well, now I go to bed and I'm thinking, it's funny because I just watched a video of the keynote and I tell the story pretty well there.
Oh, you watched the whole video?
No, I watched some of it. Yeah.
Okay.
The beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is at 2:30 in the morning. And no, before I go to bed, I'm like, and I could already notice this was not your typical, you know, what am I going to talk about? You know, this is not your typical podcast conference.
I'm glad that I didn't like ask you, like, how is your presentation coming along? Because
you tried to ask
you
me.
Had nothing you prepared.
I had a whole outline. No, I had a whole
outline. Did?
You did ask me. And I said, no, I have a whole outline. I have a whole outline.
Oh, so then why were you waking up and saying, what am I going to say to these people?
Because by the time I got there, I realized that it was supposed to be about the future of podcasting. I'm like, these people want to hear something different. They won't want to just hear, you know, what's the future of podcasting? And actually, you know, you were very helpful because what you always say is, what do you need to do?
Tell a story.
Tell a story.
Yes.
And so I could I could go back and look at my, actually it might be interesting to look at my outline, what I had. Hold on, Spark. I have a thing in my throat.
Excuse a thing?
Me. Yeah, I think it's a chicken bone.
I made you meatballs.
So here I have Sunday service through cameras, connected churches, true discovery. I had stuff about some things I'd written down that Pastor Bill Johnson had said, some stuff that Pastor Jimmy had said. Ecclesia, that was in there.
Which you mispronounced.
Thank you. Can I tell the punchlines here? You have to really,
again.
You always do this. It's not even funny now.
I'm sorry.
You're not. You're just a ruiner.
A ruiner.
I wonder, there's got to be a biblical figure who did that, was constantly like, you know, giving away Jesus's punchlines. Hey, you know what he's going to say? He's going to be gone. He'll come back in 3 days. Jesus will be like, hey, man, that's my line. I'm sure there is. So I figured I'd pull it all together. I don't have to have something written up. I knew I'd pull it together. That was that night. You're right. That was Friday night. And so I go to bed. I said, dear Lord, what am I going to say to these people? Help me. Give me the words. Give me the insight. Give me something. And so I fall asleep in the room with the air conditioner. It sounds like a jet engine.
Yes.
Although it was a great room.
Yes. It was.
And it got very dark once you would put my underwear over the over the thermostat.
Well, that number is like, it's illuminating across the room. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Who does that? Do they not think that anyone doesn't want to see that big bright green 66 on the wall we had it at?
I know.
And including the digital clock. Who still uses these?
I don't know.
And I put my socks over the digital clock.
Yeah, we had your underwear and your socks strewn all over the room.
Because yours are too dainty. They're too tiny. They don't cover anything. So 2:30, boom, I'm awake. I got I have a cramp in my leg. And right away, it's like, attention, attention. Download from heaven, incoming. And so, I really just like got out of bed for a second, flexed my foot, whatever, my leg. Then for 2 hours, I'm laying there. I'm getting everything. Everything I need to say, all the things that I need to put together. I've been talking too much. Everything I needed to do, even punchlines. I mean, everything's coming in. And I'd say, okay, that's 2 hours. Lord, I got to put this into 30 minutes. and then I was told the main thing, protect them.
Yeah.
And so now I understand. Yeah. Okay. Now I know really have to tell a story. I have to explain why YouTube and Spotify, where they're no good and why we have to protect what we're doing. And to do that, I have to give them this history. And so I was given all, and by the way, it's like 28 minutes. It was perfect. I looked at the full time.
And you got a few jokes in there too, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I got a couple. And I got some gratuitous applause for things I didn't even expect.
You got a standing ovation.
At the end, yes. That was quite kind. Yes. Yeah, I've never gotten a standing ovation, I don't think.
Yeah.
But of course, I had to write it all out. So, in the morning, we're sitting there. There's, a session. It was actually a really good session by this woman who had done mission in Uganda.
Yes.
And she just had a beautiful, heart-wrenching story, really.
Yeah.
But she also wound up talking about her podcast and how important it is as a watering hole and how we need to spread the word through podcasts. And I was so impressed. Everybody was up there. And actually, on Living Up in a Down World, did you listen to him today, by any chance?
Not yet.
So I listened to it. And they also noticed that everybody, even who accepted awards that night, has said, I really didn't know if anyone's listening. And this is one of the hardest things. It's why podcasts pod fade so often, which is why value for value is great, because people can easily send, a little boostagram.
Yeah.
And, you have your streaming stats come in per minute. So I was fascinated. I'm like, wow, this is really a totally different kind of podcast conference. No one's coming up to you and going, hey, how many downloads you got?
Yeah.
Are you a member of the BIPOC podcasters? Can't have too many white guys on the stage. This kind of stuff. It's like they're all concerned with all this, with all these other things. Mm-hmm. And everyone here was just nice and kind and loving.
When we got home, when we went to bed that night, I said, this was such a joyful event.
Joyful,
like people were happy and they were at peace and they were full of love and just showed admiration and respect for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just amazing to experience that. I went up to the woman that did the worship music. Her name was.
I was going
to start with a K. I can't remember her name. Anyway, I went up to her and I said, thank you so much. That was so beautiful. And she said, oh, my sister in Christ. Thank you so much. And she hugged me and it was just, it was lovely. So many wonderful, kind people.
I'm trying to see.
And of
if
course,
I can find
after
her
your,
there.
After your, speech, so many people were,
Kezia Alford.
Yes, she's very good.
But what was great is that morning they had prayer, and you know, and they had Kezia was performing.
Yes.
For worship. And so imagine you're in a conference ballroom.
Yeah.
And it's not packed. You know, let's say it's like 75 people, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe close to 80. Mm-hmm. And she starts singing and everyone just stands and they're
worshiping. Yeah.
Holding the baby.
Yeah. Holding the baby. Having the heart.
Heartburn. But I felt it so much, and you were totally in the vibe, and I stood behind you.
Yeah.
And I could feel you.
Yeah.
I could feel, then I put my hands out. I could, for the first time, I really felt something coming through my hands into my arms. It was a blow. It was quite the experience.
Well, Misty, you said one of the best things when I looked up and saw that you were standing behind your wife and you were holding on to her during worship.
Was it
Misty that said that? Yeah. I think that was Misty.
What was she doing peeking?
I know.
She should be worshiping.
Maybe she was taking pictures.
I think they were trying to organize a conference.
Yeah.
It was so from beginning to end, and you know, we went to a session about, you know, the Matt, forget his last name, who did the
voice.
The what?
Oh, the guy who was the vocal coach?
That was a session. Yeah. Oh, the vocal coach. Yeah.
That was in the morning.
He was the one that was telling us
that first thing he said, does your podcast meet a need? That was his question. Yeah, he said, there's a way to communicate with conviction. And he said, the key is to use your consonants to elongate them.
Yes. Unlike the hummers who hum their A's and E's, their vowels.
Yes, you have to pronunciate your consonants.
Dave Jackson was there, of course, School of Podcasting. Yes. I've known Dave for 100 years.
But what I liked also about that guy who the vocal coach, what was his name? I don't remember his name, but he said, realize that God is using your voices.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, just all of it. Oh, that's such a good point you make. So most podcasting conferences, I'll talk about, this has been the thing. So how do I make my podcast successful? Well, it has to be about your passion. You have to show your passion. People go, oh, I'm passionate. And most people mean I'm passionate about like getting some ad money. Can I make advertising? But these people were truly passionate about the topic of their shows.
Yeah.
And there were some interesting shows.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones that won the awards were just like, wow, this is some great topics, some great stuff.
I know.
I wonder if they have like some kind of land and media spark media must have some kind of landing page, something.
Oh, I'm sure that they do. Yeah. No, I mean, I walked away from there. I was like, wow, I really learned a lot. And it came clear to me, like, I know my calling is clear. I can see it. And it has to do with working with Annette and to help her. And I'm not going to really go into what, but I've been called to do that. But I also have been called in working with her to share my testimony and my pain to help other women.
Well, that doesn't sound like this show.
No.
Sounds like you need to do a separate show.
Well, no. Yes. Yeah. Two girls and one God.
There it is. Two girls, one God. I like it.
That'll be for a while. We've got other things going on.
Have you registered that domain name?
No, we can do it later.
Not really. Now, once you say it, people are listening. Two girls, one God. You know, is that number two? Is it two?
T-W-O.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Two girls, one God.com. Let's see. Wow, that's such a great idea. Well, there's two girls, one ghost. Don't think that'll confuse anybody. Yeah. So, but that, isn't that kind of exactly what was so cool about it, is that everyone had Spark Media Ventures has a whole network of podcasts.
But it was a lot of work. Misty did a lot of work, and it was just, everything was just wonderful. No one was sad. Everybody was uplifted because we were all surrounded by the Holy Spirit. I mean, it was great.
Truly.
It was great.
And then out of the blue, well, first of all, Steve Webb one for his
Yeah, you nominated him, right?
I'd also nominated Living Up in a Down World. Unfortunately, they didn't win. I was kind of bummed. Like, oh, that would have been so perfect.
Been so sweet.
Perfect.
And you got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Hello, there we go with the punchline.
You weren't saving that, were you?
I was leaning up to it. I'm like, first I wanted to honor Steve with his Lifespring family of podcast, and I accepted on his behalf. And I said,
I'm just so excited.
And I said he would love to have been here, and of course his lovely wife Leanne would have loved to have been here. And then they surprised me. Oh, it's not a surprise anymore, is it?
Sorry, I'm just so excited. Where is your award? Oh, there it is.
Oh,
look at how cleaned up your studio is. Gee.
Thank you for doing that.
I saw
you doing it, and I'm like, I'm just going to sit here. I don't want to look because that'll only be stressful because I'm gonna be like, you can't throw that out. That's from the dead guy.
You mean that No Agenda tea stuff?
Yeah.
We have all his tea in
our cabinet. But he said, but I have his note. You know, it's like very hard to get rid of a note. It's still here.
No, it's in the garbage. You want me to fish it up?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, anyway, I've prayed for him.
Yeah.
You know,
he's in heaven with Jesus.
These are why these things are hard for me.
No, like, not me. I'm like, toss.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
I saved all the challenge coins.
You're supposed to. Thank you.
Okay. You must have a million of them somewhere.
Yeah, dude. That's when I'm long gone, those will still be around. Anyway, so very honored to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's very weird when you're 59. It's like, what happens when I'm really at the end of my life? What are they giving me now?
Yeah.
You know, then what will it be?
I'm going to take all these awards that you have and we're going to build your statue with them that you want.
Dude, you made me throw out all my trophies when we first got together. You're not going to let me drag these around.
They were 12 years old.
They were important to me.
They didn't even have your name on them. One was just a star. It was a star.
That was the Hitchcock Award.
The what?
Hitchcock.
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 The hit paper. It was like, you know, like
For like the paper boy hitting the porches.
The Hitchcock. No, the Hitchcock. But it was one of those little magazines that had like, you know, the top artists in it, and I was one of the top DJs in Holland. So the Hitchcock.
It didn't even have your name on it.
I think it did.
It was just a star.
It had my name on it.
It
had my star on a stick. It had my name on it in Dutch. You just couldn't read it.
Your name in Dutch is Adam Curry.
Really? Star on a stick. Star on a, that's me.
I remember.
Are you a celebrity? I'm just a star on a stick.
I remember when we were moving in together and you were moving out of your apartment. I'm like, the closet in your studio was just like a tornado was in there. And I'm like, you cannot bring all this stuff. Like, do you need all this? I'm a purger. And you're like, oh, well, I don't know. And so then you start going through it and you're like, okay, well, I got to take a picture with every one of them.
Where are those pictures now? Gone. Who cares? You have no love.
You're going to leave this for Christina, the star on a stick.
I just, that's my standard answer from now. Are you famous? Are you a celebrity? No, I'm just a star on a stick.
But you did keep a lot of your old electronics. I mean, they're in the garage.
I got rid of much more than I kept.
There's still a lot in there.
I have every single laptop I've had. Yeah, every laptop.
Every BlackBerry. Like, what good is that going to do? Well, if there's an apocalypse, you're going to take it all apart and build your own tower?
Well, by now I can almost get rid of them. But, you know, at the time, it's like there's stuff on there. You can't really, you know, they have to smash them like Hillary Clinton did.
We got to, you know what? Maybe we should build your own museum. You could have the Adam Curry Museum.
And where will this museum be?
Next to your statue.
Next. Thank you.
It may be about 2 feet by 2 feet, but it'll still be a museum.
Wow. So that's what I'm getting. So here's your Lifetime Achievement Award. From here on out, it's a statue, which will be a star on a stick.
Yes.
And next to it, your museum and your mausoleum. Oh. By the way, twogirlsonegod.com successfully registered.
Oh, how about that? How about that? Like, I hear that? Annette, better get your thoughts ready.
You guys got a studio? You got gear? You got microphones?
I'm sitting in our studio right now. I'm looking at our producer right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Because I need more podcasts in my life right now. I certainly do.
Thank you for taking that on.
So, yes, the only thing that was a bummer, I thought that, you know, I think the speech went well.
Yeah.
I think the sound I thought was good. Room was good. Yeah. The vibe was good. People were laughing.
You looked handsome.
Oh, thank you. Well, you made me look handsome. You got me a new jacket. Yeah. I look good.
You look sharp.
May I just say?
Your jeans were a little tight.
So I thought you and Damonette looked perfect and beautiful for the evening.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Now, when we go to K-Love in Nashville.
Well, they've already been there. So
I want you to take a look at the difference between the audience members, people who are there to enjoy the show.
Yes.
And the people and their wives who are on stage, because they look hip and cool and not long, flowy dresses.
Evening gowns.
No.
Yes,
no.
Because
You were part of the stage presence posse. This is what I said. You know, you didn't need to be in the flowy long. You were so mad. You and Annette were like, you said it when bam, but far more. And of course, this is Texas. This is Houston. Women had their hair up 5 feet high, like long flowy dress. Not all of them, certainly not all of them.
Here's how this went down. Okay. So Annette got on the website and she saw it said formal awards.
Yeah. And you were saying you need to have a tuxedo. I'm like, no,
I said a suit. I didn't say tuxedo.
Then I went to suit, a full-on suit. I'm like, I'm not going to wear a suit.
And you're like, I'm not going to wear it. And so we looked at the website again, and it said gala ticket, and it said formal awards. And so you're like, it's a podcast conference. Nobody's going to be getting dressed up.
Not wearing a suit.
And so, of course, Annette and I bring jeans.
I said, I'm not wearing a suit. I didn't tell you not to wear anything flowy.
We bring jeans.
To wear.
And it was dress code all over the place, but there was a lot of women in formal gowns. So
yeah.
And we were a little underdressed. But we were beautiful.
Misty, please tell them. They looked beautiful.
She and Annette talked to Misty about it. Misty said, this is the first year we did this because we thought it would be fun. So, but I looked at Misty when I showed up. I go, let you know the reason why I have jeans on. I'll tell you later.
Misty definitely, she was definitely dressed up.
Well, yeah, she was the host. She was the star of the whole thing. But that was fine. We got over it.
No, you had stink eye for a bit there.
We did a little bit. Yeah. I was getting stink eye from Annette.
Yeah. And I have a keynote and all I hear is like, dresses.
We were fine. We survived. But here was the big thing for us. We typically don't travel with a lot of people.
Ever.
We've hung out with and stayed with Chris and Vic, which we get along with really well, easy to travel with, love them.
Yeah.
But we haven't really traveled with anybody outside of them, but our family. And
why is that?
I don't know. Mm. We're real selective. And so this was a trial run with the Pruitts.
Pruitts. Did you know that you were on a test
did
run?
Did you know we were taking scores? We had a rating sheet. No, I'm kidding.
What was interesting, and Pastor Jimmy talked about on Living Up in a Down World. You don't have to listen anymore because I'm telling you everything that
I like listening.
That someone leaned over, and he told us this evening too. Someone said, wow, I'm so glad you're discipling them. And he went, no, hold on a second. We're friends. Because apparently there is quite a thing where celebrities and pastors, and then they'll take them under their wing and make them their project. And that is not the case whatsoever.
We've been called their project.
Well, I think maybe someone considered that at the event.
Oh, I thought somebody back at a home.
I don't think so.
How's your project going?
Really?
Yeah, I may have gotten that wrong.
No, you might have gotten that wrong. By the way, just one other thing, which was so beautiful.
Yeah.
So early in the morning, we have to leave we have to be at the airport at 7. Mm-hmm. And we can't get an Uber. The Uber won't show up because you literally can't get a car. At least you were trying to get
a certain level car.
Yeah, the XL car, whatever. And there's just nothing available. Yeah. So you say, well, try one lower level. Boom, you get one. And up rolls Mike from South Africa in his, it was a
Mitsubishi or something. It was an SUV. Well,
but his office in the front where I was sitting was plastic bags and bottles. And he had the radio. He was like, hey, how's the radio? You like the radio?
We're like, it's a little loud.
A little loud for this one. And so, you know, when we're talking about the conference, it's only 15 minutes, right? We're talking about conference. And as we roll up to the airport, he says, "Have a good trip, you warriors of God."
Yes, because we were talking about.
And he had heard our conversation.
Yes.
And Pastor Jimmy says, "Hey, Mike, can we pray for you real quick?"
I know.
And that was one of the most beautiful things
you saw him.
He had his hands together and he was beaming and he was so happy.
Aww.
And I'm just, the whole vibe was so cool.
It was such a great way to end being in Houston together. Yeah.
Because we could have been really annoyed, like douchebags, about this, about not getting the right car, you know? And we didn't really care. We're just talking about everything. We were literally talking about Jesus, I'm sure, in the car.
And they were talking about us being a project, like how people referred to us as, how's your project going?
Yeah.
And Pastor Jimmy said, they're our friends. Mm-hmm. They're not our project.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
we learned from each other.
Well, and traveling with them was great. It was great. We got along really well, it was great. No.
Onward to Japan, Pruitts.
Woohoo! Let's go.
The only thing that went wrong is for days I'd been practicing the word ecclesia. For days and everything.
What is it with you and these biblical words?
On stage, ecclesia. What did I do? That would have been the cherry on top
Pastor Jimmy put his head in his hands.
We had it phonetically, ecclesia. We had the whole thing. We had it figured out. And then I do it wrong. Like, yo, ba-jibba-doo. That was too bad.
Your presentation though was absolutely lovely and on point. Yeah. And as I'm sitting there, cause I am always listening with a critical ear. Always, I am and I'm thinking, why is he getting so technical? Like, who cares about Google Reader? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He's talking to a bunch of podcasters. Who knows what an RSS feed is.
Yes, I was talking to the podcasters.
Yes,
I caught myself. There was one thing. If you don't mind, do you mind if I just play this, the very opening, what people did, the very opening of this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it was really...
Well, good evening. How's the chicken? It's good? I've been to so many Rock and Roll Hall of Fame dinners, and it was always like, what are we having? Chicken. That's Mick Jagger in a tuxedo. Chicken.
Not this, the next piece.
So I'm old. You just heard that?
Well, there you go. That was because they showed a picture of me with MTV hair.
It's been a long, long time. I've been around podcasting since the very beginning.
This part here.
But I'm a new Christian.
Listen to this. I was really surprised. Like, wow.
Well, and then people afterwards came up and said, I really want to hear your testimony. And you go, listen to episode 7. And I'm like, no, do not listen to that episode.
Don't go to 7. Whatever
don't
you
go.
Do.
Don't go.
Yeah. Well, I was
you say something really crude in that episode.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
But that was where the Holy Spirit corrected me.
Yes. Yeah.
Look at me smiling. By the way, all the pictures I have are great. My teeth look so good. Thank you, Hollywood and Maverick. I'm so pleased. I'm smiling. Everyone, let's selfie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, baby, close your mouth.
It's selfies.
It's so wide.
Hey, man. It's like the camera can't quite, the sensor can't handle all that flash from your whatever your teeth. Could you just dim it down a bit?
But what was interesting, like, so many people want to know our testimony. So many people.
So, and when they say our testimony, is that the whole story? Like,
like how we came to Christ. And
I'm like, yeah, go watch Joe Rogan.
You had a revelation yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning?
Yes. Yes. You don't remember about how he said, oh, our trip to Aruba.
Oh, holy mackerel. Yes.
And I mean, people who were listening to us knew what happened with Aruba. And this was about a year and a half ago, where we were supposed to go and the trip kept getting canceled.
Yeah,
American Airlines canceled it.
We would be in the car and the flight would get canceled. It happened again. Next day, flight canceled. And then they said, well, we can get you there in 2 days, which would give us exactly one day. But I'd already taken that Sunday off. We had a best of lined up.
Yeah.
And you said, well, let's go to the church, which was the...
No, we were in the car. Remember, we were in the car and Zach... We were in the car, we were driving, and the message came.
Yeah, Zach said, this is the guy who's our local guy.
Yeah.
He says, well, God has a different plan for you. Yep. And we're like, well, I guess so. But literally then you said like a day later, or 2 days later, let's go to the church. You have Sunday off.
Yes.
And that was the local Presbyterian church.
Episcopalian.
Same thing.
Episcopalian.
Thank you. Yeah.
Episcopalian? Pescatarian?
Hey man, as Episcopalians who don't think that's funny, man.
Hey man.
Now that wasn't the church for us, but that was the opportunity that God gave us to go to the church. And it all made sense all of a sudden. And that was the beginning.
And then I mentioned it to Julie and Julie said, I have a church for you. Go check this church out. And that's
it. It was meant to be.
And you were just, the light bulb went off yesterday.
Yesterday morning. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just figured it out. Yes. I just figured it out. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because if we would have gone to Aruba, who know? I mean, who knows?
We would have had a nice tan.
Well, yeah.
But that we couldn't. And, you know, I agreed with that. Yeah, he has a plan for us, even though we weren't anywhere near being ready or whatever. I guess we were ready, but I was like, yeah, I guess so. I was pretty calm about everything. I wasn't mad.
What do you mean we weren't ready? Well, ready for what?
When he said God has a different plan for you. I wasn't like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a believer in Jesus.
We're on it. Yeah.
But I wasn't mad about the whole thing being postponed. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then that was the reason.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Isn't that great how you can, when you step back and you see kind of how all these things sort of happen.
It took me a year and a half to figure it out.
God's always there with you. So, let's see. So, yeah.
I want to say shout out to Alex Sanfilippo.
Okay.
Remember that him and his wife?
Oh, yeah.
They're from Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Because he was supposed to do an interview and then he was sick. And then, you know, I was like, honestly, I'm blowing him off. I'm like, yeah, man, I'll get to you later. And then we met him like, dude, you're so cool. It's like, we already have a date scheduled.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It was just
one of those things that in the email, like goes further down. Yes. Like, you're below the fold. Oh no, you're drowning in my email.
Yeah.
To be honest, there's one thing that is a problem for me.
What?
It's a trend.
Yeah.
People say, do you want to do an interview? I say, yeah. And they send you their calendar scheduling system. Have you witnessed
any
of this?
Oh, you got to pick a date?
And you have to pick it?
Oh, yeah.
And some people do this for meetings and stuff. Like, you pick a date on my calendar.
Yeah.
I don't like, what is it that
Being
I don't
that
like
they
about
asked
that?
Asked you, you should send them your calendar.
Well, no, it's totally open to me, so I can choose it on my.
Yeah, it just makes it easy for them. That's all.
Why does that rub me the wrong way?
A lot of people do it for interviews too.
This is what it was for. This was Alex's thing. He's like, here, you can choose. And I'm like, why do I not like that?
Mm-hmm. Because you're old.
I mean, wow. I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
What is it that I don't, maybe it's, then it just feels like, oh, like you got 20 people. I'm just one of a million who are scheduling with your, I mean, is that it maybe? I don't know.
It's all ego.
It's all ego apparently.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, wait, you'll have to send me the link to your presentation because a few people have asked to see it.
Oh, yes, I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, but while we were on this little weekend trip, the three of us, Pastor Jimmy, Annette, and I were going strong in carnivore, going strong. We tried not to talk about it too much.
You were quite good.
But we brought our own butter. We brought our own salt.
Oh, yeah. You have like a backpack. And like, we're in a snazzy ass restaurant. Like, look at this. You know, we've gotten the best salt. We need butter. Do you have any butter? We need some butter. Not that butter. You got better butter? We need butter. Butter. We need, hey, just, you know, you got butter with the bread? Just leave the bread. Bring the butter. Everything's butter.
Yeah.
Everything is butter.
Butter.
Yeah.
So.
And it kind of starts like when we're all ordering, you know, it's like, we just eat meat. We don't need your menu.
That was like when we went to Roadhouse Grill on Saturday.
We don't need to see your menu.
We picked our three steaks out and we're like, we just want steaks and water.
And
that's
They're like, I'll bring me the wine list. I'll be the, believe me, it won't be a bottle. It's just me. Just me.
You didn't have dessert that night though, did you?
No, I didn't. Because I didn't want to sit there and eat dessert alone. I mean, thank God everyone had chimed in with coffee.
We did coffee with butter in our coffee, too.
Butter. Hey, you can bring some, I need some butter for the coffee. Everyone's like, these people from Hill Country are weird.
Got any butter?
They're weird.
That's a good show title. Got any butter? Yes. So I've been dealing a little bit with fatigue, and I thought maybe it was.
I hadn't noticed.
You really did. I've been crashing on the couch.
In the afternoons.
I'm just,
this has been going on for a while.
And I thought it was allergies. I'm like, oh, I must really be suffering from allergies.
Which
here.
Which is totally possible because Phoebe has allergies. I have some allergies. You know, I'm sneezing a little bit. So totally possible.
And so we get to Houston and I think my adrenaline kicked in and I was fine because we were on. But when we were flying home on Sunday, I could just feel the fatigue coming on. And then I felt it all day, Sunday. And then Monday, Annette and I had an appointment in San Antonio, and I felt it. I felt it when I took my car in, too, when I was driving home. Like, oh, my gosh, I could go to sleep.
You could sleep while you were driving, basically.
And then I'm thinking something is not right. Something isn't right. And I was led to this YouTube channel about people who are doing carnivore and how sometimes your system can't handle it, that all that protein turns into sugar. And that's what was happening with me. My blood sugar was spiking and it was turning into gluconeogenesis.
Which means you're turning sugar, new sugar out of protein.
Yes. Like I was consuming entirely too much protein and it was shutting down my system. So to the point of being fatigued.
The one thing, you know, I kind of stayed back. I just support you. So there's so many people out there who know exactly what's going on with carnivore. There's so many YouTubers, so many Instagrams, so many people.
Well, it's the new hottest thing.
I know. And I'm always like, well, okay, I guess everybody's an expert on this stuff. And I've always questioned, like, you know, because there's so many things I hear, and there's like, well, we need to have this, and we need to add this to it. And, you know, I'm not slamming anything because I don't know anything about it, but I just see, like, it seems like the conversations that I'm listening to, it's like, oh, then this is the new thing. We need to have this thing and that thing. And then all of a sudden, whatever it wasn't working for you.
For me, right. Yeah. And
But this is the big thing is like, it's not all uniform. It's not all for everybody. Everybody does have different bodies.
Exactly. Because for Pastor Jimmy and Annette, they're doing fantastic on it and having issues.
And they look phenomenal.
I tanked out and I had a histamine flare up. I know my cortisol levels were spiking in the middle of the night. And
you said my adrenals are shot. You know, you're getting up three times a night.
And so
you're calling me Joe. I don't know who is this Joe guy. Like, why do you call me Joe?
I called you Joe?
No. So, Nanu.
Yeah. So, but yes, to your point, the information is so contradictory. It is like one person says, do not fast. Don't fast. Another person like, you need to fast. And so you just have to,
There's intermittent fasting. Well, then there's this.
You have to figure out what works for you. And so I immediately reached out to Stephanie, who's a part of our 75 hard group, and she's been doing keto and has been doing keto for a long time. And so I asked her for her advice and her counsel. And
now what is the difference between beef, just carnivore, and keto?
I mean, the number of grams of protein versus grams of fat that you take in. Keto is high fat, moderate protein. Almost
and this
no
is what
carbs.
Pastor Jimmy and Damonette were doing previously. They were
now they're carnivore.
Ketotards.
They're carnivore.
Ketards. I get to say this because I'm just mean. Ketotards.
Oh God, that is not nice.
Y'all are carnitards. Now there's your title.
Carnitards. Rude. Rude.
Yep.
No. So. Yeah. So now I've switched where I am. I've increased my fat grams, decreased my protein significantly, and my carbs are still really low. They're eating very minimal carbs too, and probably not, I'm sure they're not eating 200 grams of fat, but they're taking in fat through the butter and the whipping cream.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're putting butter in everything.
But their protein is much higher than mine. Like I'm doing half of what Annette does now because I can't tolerate it. I just can't. And so I did it all day yesterday and I did it today. And what a difference. I already feel a difference. I'm not 100% yet, but I worked out today. So I had more energy than I had yesterday. And Stephanie was just so helpful because, like I said, she's been doing it for a long time. she was the one that originally said to me when I started carnivore, make sure you're getting your fat, make sure you're getting your fat. And I obviously wasn't getting enough.
Because you went from, I can't have, I'm allergic to egg whites. You were going through all these different things. This is for the past weeks or so.
Because of the histamine flare up.
And and now, today.
What?
So you, what? You come up with a solution to getting more fat. And if I had said to you, I mean, when we first met 8 years ago, but even three years ago, if I said, one day we'll be in our kitchen and you'll be cutting up a big slab of pork belly to fry up, you would have gone like,
I know. I cooked up pork belly.
Like,
today.
You had, what was that? Like a 5 pound pound pork belly. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Cause it's an easy
source. You wouldn't even have handled it 5 years ago, let alone now cut it and fried it up.
I know.
Nice.
It was so funny. Cause I'm looking at my macros tonight. Cause I'm trying to manage them because this is all new to me. And I go, oh my gosh, yeah, this is just, it has too much carbs. And you go, yeah, it probably does have too much carbs. And I go, you don't know even
no
what
idea.
I'm talking
no,
about.
I don't.
You didn't even know what a carb was until you met me.
I think I dated one once. Oh.
So even though I've recruited somebody very close to me whose name shall be unnamed because she doesn't really want anybody to know, she's doing carnivore now and she's lost 8 pounds in her first week. So she's doing really,
is
really
somebody
well.
Somebody I know?
Yes, but I can't mention it on.
No, I understand.
Yes. Yeah. And so
can I guess?
I'm not going to say.
Is this person bigger than a bread box?
Everybody's will you bigger than a bread.
Will you tell me after the show?
I'll tell you after
okay.
The show.
I don't, well, maybe you should. I don't. And the name is the Secret Santa is. Okay.
So yeah, I'm here. I'm recruiting people, and then I failed. I bombed out. I tanked out.
I don't think you failed at all. You're finding the perfect. I mean, I see you eating beef. I see you eating pork belly.
Yeah,
I mean,
so good
it
too.
It seems to me like you're pretty much a carnivore. It's just you're doing a different combo of stuff. It's just you had to reduce the protein, up the fat, and measure the carbs.
Yeah,
which apparently isn't wine. Did everybody know that wine has carbs? This is a bummer.
I know. I looked it up. I'm like, oh man, this is putting me over my carbs, man.
Is a different amount of carbs in Cabernet? Do you have cab carbs?
Yeah,
cab carbs.
Pinot carbs.
Yeah, really.
Champagne has zero carbs.
Well, that's an easy choice.
Maybe we should turn to a champagne show.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
There you go.
So champagne has no carbs.
Yeah. 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 Look at how much you're learning.
Well, what was this whole song and dance about the six twist place? Well, we had carb-free champagne. All champagne is carb-free.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then what was this big deal?
Let's crack open a bottle of Vouv.
They got this special champagne. It was carb-free. They're all carb-free.
Well,
I had known that, I would have scorned you.
Let me back up. Most of them are carb-free. This one was organic, carb-free, sugar-free.
Oh, organic.
It was, why bother?
Are grapes not organic? What's
I don't know. I
need to see these six twist people. Okay. I need some explaining.
We'll go. You want to go Saturday night?
Yeah, sure.
We have no plans. We can go Saturday night.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Are you buying?
I'm buying.
All right.
Nice. All right. So that's my carnivore story. I tanked. I tanked big time.
I think you do good. This is a plus. This is not a negative.
Just remember that gluconeogenesis.
There's a show title. Gluconeogenesis.
I learned what it was. Yeah, I've learned so much in the last 2 days.
I've barely been able to talk to you. It's okay. You know, we were at the table and you're like, sorry, I just got to measure all. And
I got to measure my macros.
You have an app with rings and colors and alerts.
Because I've never eaten this way.
And you're too high on protein. Maybe there's an Apple Watch with an app that can measure you and just like zap you when you're doing something wrong.
A DEXA scan. I can get a DEXA scan.
Sugar? For DEXA?
No, it does your whole scan of your whole body to tell you how much muscle you have, how much your bone, your skeleton weighs,
That's a DEXA scam is what that is. Someone's scamming you with this.
No, what people actually do it. People actually do it. Anyway, but for me, the fat is very, very filling. And so tonight I'm like, I don't think I can eat a big meal. And so I just had a tiny piece of a sirloin steak that we had from last night, 3 ounces. a half of an avocado and two pieces of pork belly, and that was it. And it was a good meal.
It was a full meal.
Filled me up.
I had 18 meatballs and spaghetti.
I know. See, look at all the cooking I did. I cooked a pork belly. I made you homemade banana bread. I made you meatballs.
I think I realized that when after dinner you said, I've been cooking all day. I'm like, well, I've been doing podcasts all day. Oh, you know, I'm producing everything, getting everything ready. You know, like, And I hate the stove. Okay.
I mean, you just look at me like, oh my gosh.
I mean, can I just get an attaboy? I'm a pretty good husband, right?
You're
I'm a pretty good
husband.
Partner in life. I'm
surprised you didn't say, just go buy a new stove.
No. I remember we've already been through this loop. Do you not remember this loop? You're like, you looked at, this was a, came in the house. You looked at what this one cost. You're like, oh, well, that's a pretty expensive stove. And you're like, I'm not going to get rid of that. Don't you remember this loop? We've been through this loop before.
Yeah. But I don't like it. The burners are too close together. But I'm going to live with
it. The burners are too close together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like our stove at our old house.
The water in the pool is too wet. It's a huge issue.
The struggle is real.
The struggle sounds real.
All right, let's see.
You know, I'm just glad we have jobs. I'm glad we have this podcasting jobs.
Hey,
to survive.
I know. So,
and we'll have to keep talking until we're dead.
I know.
There's no pension. This is it. This is it.
I got a little pension. I have a little pension.
Yeah. What's that going to be worth when inflation?
I don't know.
You know, it's like,
this is true.
Hey, you can get Social Security pretty soon.
Yeah.
Look at my smile.
So 2 weeks from today, off to Utah.
Yeah, you must be. You're stoked.
I had to get this fatigue under control because I could not.
No, that's not how it went.
How'd it go?
If I don't get this under control, I can't go. I just can't go. The whole trip will be ruined. I can't get a refund. This trip is over. I can't go. I have to get this. I'm so tired. The fatigue. I don't know what to do.
My pain.
I'm in trouble here. I'm like, you know, and like,
didn't say it like that.
Maybe I heard it that way.
I didn't say it like that.
But it was a viable thing though.
I had to.
And what did I say? Baby.
Baby, whatever you want.
No, that's
you
not.
You want a new stove? We'll get you a new stove.
I did not. No way. I didn't say that. I said, you have time. Calm. We'll get it under control. I didn't say calm down. I said, we'll get it under control. You'll figure this out. And I prayed for you.
I
prayed for you. I prayed for God to give you solutions, to bring them to you.
Yes.
That's really what I said.
Yes.
You know, I didn't want to like sound wishy-washy, but that's really what I said.
I know. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I did.
And so I can already feel the difference and I got everything. And the badgering that I was talking about in the newsletter was the puffer coat between you and Annette.
I don't want a puffer coat. It's going to be cold, man. It's like you're looking at your phone, like
the weather app.
Oh, it's 70 degrees. See, you have no idea. It's the desert. I've been to the desert on a horse with no name. And trust me, it gets cold. You know,
I'm like, she, I just can't you know, justify
wildfire. She was riding wildfire, and the horse died in the snow.
Now you're just quoting song lyrics.
She ran round.
No, but I felt badgered. Like, get the coat. Why aren't you getting the coat? When the sun goes down, it's going to get cold. Get the coat. So I ordered the darn puffer coat.
Finally, she got the puffer coat.
I got the puffer coat.
I mean, it's not like a Gucci.
North Face.
I said, is it a Gucci?
I know.
Gucci one of those hip hop puffer coats.
Could you see me showing up hiking in a Gucci coat?
I'm going to bet you 1,000 sats right now. Someone does.
You got it.
I bet you there's one. Now, other brands count. So does that have to be Gucci?
A designer
puffer coat.
I know. The only reason I finally broke down and bought it was because Annette told me we're going to have a horrible winter. And I'm like, I'm probably going to need this coat because I don't have a really warm coat like that.
And as you know, winter in America is cold.
I know, climate change. Winter is cold.
No, winter in America is cold. And I just keep growing old.
Please. Anyway, so I'm ready. I got everything. I'm ready to go. so I'm excited.
You were finally ready to go when you got your duffel bag.
Yes, this I got my duffel bag today.
Last thing.
And Shayna is cool letting me borrow her mom's hiking poles.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Did you know?
But are you going to take those on the plane?
You know, they're considered weapons.
That's what I'm going to say. You're taking them on the plane?
You have to check them. She said you have to check them.
I don't even take the mic stands in the check on because they're considered weapons.
Yes. Yeah. She said we have to check them.
Weapons of mass deconstruction.
Ding, ding. Brother. So 2 weeks. So we'll have to do the show. No, we'll do the show that morning and then you can post it.
Because you leave
later.
On a Tuesday?
No, I leave on Wednesday, but not till Wednesday night.
You leave on the 17th.
Uh-huh.
But that's not, Tuesday.
No, 18th.
Oh, okay. That's not the 17th.
No, it's
18th. You kept telling me the 17th.
I'm sorry.
18th. It's now the 18th.
Whatever that Wednesday is. So yeah. So that's my next big adventure.
And Shayna's going with you? She's coming here first?
No, she's flying. Shayna's
Isn't somebody
flying.
Somebody coming here?
Renee is coming here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do I need to drive you guys?
Maybe.
Because that ain't happening.
Yeah. Oh.
How early is your flight?
7 o'clock at night.
Oh, no, I'll drive you for that.
And you can pick us up because we don't come home till the following Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll be gone a week.
Yeah.
You can watch all your car shows. And
is that really what you think I'm doing here?
And eat pizza.
I'm going to be eating with the...
You can do your bro date.
Do bro date.
Yeah. Although Jimmy's going to be out of town.
Maybe I'll have multiple bro days.
You got a lot of friends now.
Well, the reason I say this is because the 17th is final teeth day.
Oh, you're going to go celebrate?
So maybe I'll take Holland Mass.
They should take you out.
They paid last time we had
a drink. Oh, gee, they bought you a drink. Woo!
Holland Mav.
Holland. I got my teeth cleaned today, and I was talking to the dental hygienist, and I said, "Oh yeah," I go, "Mom, yeah, my husband. I was telling her about all your teeth and everything." I said, "You know, we have a podcast." I said, "And we call Dr. Hurster. Hurster.
Very good, Hurster."
I said, "We call him Hollywood."
Did she laugh?
Yeah, she thought it was funny. And she knows Mitch. And I said, yeah, we call him Maverick. Maverick in Hollywood. That's how we talk about them that way all the time.
Oh, it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, Mitch is sad because his plane has its annual and they can't get parts. It won't be until February and he's not in his house and everything's
praying real,
for him.
Yeah.
Homeless. Yeah,
building a house.
Kind of sucks with two boys, young boys.
So do you want to talk about... what happened on Monday?
Oh yeah, I'll talk about that because I think yes. So I had a long-standing appointment to speak at the Rotary Club here in Fredericksburg.
Well, wait, we were out to dinner and you got a text inviting you somewhere.
Oh yeah, it was so Joe Rogan invites me to race cars at the Circuit of the Americas on Monday. I'm like, yeah, that sounds cool. And I look at my calendar. I'm like, I got a 12 o'clock. I have a speaking engagement. He says, well, you know, we'll be there until 5. Come whenever you want. It'll be cool. And it's like, okay. And then Sunday, he actually sent me the address. He sent me the details. So I figured it was kind of confirmed. And Monday, this was a longstanding engagement. And I really wanted to do it. And I was not going to cancel because this has been, you know, 2-3 months, I think. And this is... John Willome, who I think he pastors a church. I'm not sure which one, but he is friends with Pastor Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're in the Starship Command of pastors in Hill Country. I think it is Hill Country Starfleet Command. Mm-hmm. And so Jimmy said, I'll put you in touch with Adam, which he asked me. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's great. My grandfather was a Rotarian.
Oh.
I remember it. And this was a truly fantastic experience. I did have to kind of get out by 1 o'clock to be at Circuit of the Americas by 2:45, which is kind of getting late. And man, this is the second time in a month that I've been somewhere in a group where we prayed and said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh yeah. Cause the city council meeting. Yeah.
That's 2 times in a month, and I haven't had that happen in 25 years.
Yeah.
Or longer.
Yeah.
Perhaps 50 years. So, and you know, they have their own little Rotarian Rotary Club four rules, which they have on a thing and they recite it. Yeah. It's kind of like Boy Scouts for grown-ups. Uh-huh. Kind of cool.
I was surprised when you said there were young members there because I thought it was like a dying club.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. I mean, people are older. I mean, but I look at them like, how much older than I are they really? Yeah. They're 15 years older, mm-hmm. you know, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. It's not that long.
Yeah.
And I hope that some cool dude comes and speaks when I'm like in a decrepit club. But yes, there were younger members. I mean, John Willome, he's from, I think he's 5 years younger, 4 years younger. Oh,
okay.
Than I am. Yeah.
Okay.
But the, you know, there were some clearly.
They do a lot of things in Fredericksburg.
Clearly. Oh, they do the Oktoberfest. They, a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And this one, and so, but you know, it was fun. John Willome says, we usually don't have this many people speaking at our regular meetings. Cause it was, you know,
there was a lot of people speaking.
Club business.
Oh,
yeah. The Oktoberfest. And they had a big $8,000 check, you know, one of those giant Publishers Clearinghouse checks that was going to, you know, that the Rotary Club gave to, you know, and they give books to the local children's school, the libraries, all these great things that my grandfather was such a part of. So I felt his presence. But it was, you know, it was a lot of people getting up and like, yeah, we got this going on. And, you know, and we got, then it was $36,000 for this. And it was really interesting. But meanwhile, it's now 12:30. I got to be out by 1:00. You know, they weren't expecting me to speak very long, but you know, like, okay, well, hope this hurries up. And this wonderful lady comes up, I forget her name. And she was in charge of like volunteers doing stuff, like, you know, because she said, you know, you can do all kinds of things to help for this event. You can, if you can bake or if you want to help clean up. And she said, may you never be so poor that you can't share your riches.
Oh, I know, that stuck with you. Yeah.
That's like, sweet. Wow. This is because, you know, riches is not money. Riches is time, talent, treasure, right?
It's intentionality. You know, it was just like today at the grocery store, there was a guy who came up. He had his little oxygen tank and his little motorized car.
Oh, he must have been a ham radio guy.
And I said, maybe. And so I was in line. I go, would you like me to put your groceries up on the belt for you? He's mm-hmm. like, well, I'm not going to ever refuse a woman. I said, okay.
Especially a smoking hot one in your work clothes.
Yeah, I had my workout clothes mm-hmm. on. And no, he was really sweet. And it's intentionality, you know? And Pastor Jimmy had talked about that a couple podcasts ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And so, you know, I played the crowd, you know, and I also, you know, because I said, anyone here used to... of course, I grew up with transistor radios. They all know that. Anyone have a CB radio? All the hands go up. Hey, anyone ham radio operators here? Like 5 hands go up. Hey, Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie 73s. They're like 73s. Like we're doing our ham talk.
Tony, Mike, Charlie, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to arrest you impersonating a professional amateur radio operator.
Like, hey, well, why were you arrested? Because I was impersonating a ham operator. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It was great. And they asked a lot of questions. And one of them, because I told a little bit of Steve Jobs' story. One day I said, so when you met with Steve Jobs, did he buy anything from you, like this podcasting thing? I said, what a wonderful question. No, we gave it away for free. Otherwise, it would never work. And I was like, whoa. Otherwise, it would never work. It would never be for all the people. We didn't want to have a copyright. In fact, we protected it, so it couldn't have a patent or a copyright. Good question.
I mean, when you said, oh, I'm looking here and there's 250 other Rotary clubs that have a podcast. Where's yours?
So it was great. And then afterwards, people were asking me questions. It was like 10 after 1, like John, I got to go. And this was, I think actually this was the message because I'm driving. It's like an hour and 45 to get there.
And you were excited.
It's 95 degrees. But yeah, I'm excited. I roll up to Coda trying to find out where everyone is. You know, it's not like this that says, hey, Joe Rogan this way.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of, and so I finally get to where they might have been. And then so I call Joe. He's like, oh man.
Yep.
He says, we quit at 2:00. We were, because it was 95 degrees and they'd been there from 9 a.m. So we were completely burned out and I completely spaced.
Drove all the way out there for nothing.
Well, but I was not mad.
No, you weren't. I said he could have at least texted you. He didn't even remember.
I mean, I can understand. I mean, everyone was there at 9:00. I can understand that I was not top of mind. I'm not trying to make excuses, but I just wasn't mad. I immediately forgave him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm just going to drive back. And I was thinking, okay, why, God, why did this happen? Mm-hmm. And I think it's because that was all about ego and all about me. And I probably, the way I felt it, I probably cut some people short. I could have stayed another half hour talking to the Rotary Club people. And it was totally an unnecessary thing. Oh. It was going to be fun and I wanted to do it. But I think it was like, you know, it didn't feel good from the minute I agreed to do it. Mm. It didn't feel good anyway.
Oh, interesting.
I was just like, well, you know, like I'm going to race over there and everything, then race on the track. And it never felt right.
Yeah.
And I probably didn't listen.
Oh, so there's always a lesson in something. And the highlight is, though, you did get hamburgers on the way home.
I had two cheeseburgers and a large fry and a chocolate shake in the car. It smells like Phoebe and Big Mac. That's my car right now.
Oh, yum. Yum.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. But the Rotary club meeting was worth every minute.
That's
of it.
Nice.
What a bunch of nice. Cool people. And they do so much good for our little community.
Yeah.
And I was talking, you know, like, because before it started, one of the tables and talking about the taxes, about, you know, so I went to city council and I pleaded on everyone's behalf. Please don't raise the property taxes. And my neighbor says, well, that doesn't matter if you're over 65.
Yes.
I said, well, what do you mean? Because when you're 65, they freeze the tax rate. I said, yeah, but they doubled the assessment of my home.
Yeah. The value, this appraised value.
Yeah. The appraisal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just says, that's hard.
Yeah.
And no one really realizes that,
no.
You know, it's
so they got it either way.
Yeah. And it
doesn't matter.
And unfortunately it's not actually the value of the home going up. It's the devaluation of the dollar. That's going down.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get to race, but I'm glad that you had a good time at the Rotary Club.
I've had nothing.
Did you ask him about getting our float for the Christmas parade?
I forgot.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
It's Curry the Keeper brought to you by the Rotary Club, Hill Country.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
That's not even a bad idea when I think about it.
Did you say?
The float? What
now
did you say?
It's the Rotary Club float. Rotary Club float. I think they actually do the parade. I'm sure they do want something with the
Remember,
parade.
We talked about this. We're going to be with Pastor Jimmy and Annette, and we're going to be talking about our podcast. We're going to be broadcasting live.
So this is very important. On the 15th of this month.
Yes.
There is a prayer night.
Yes.
At Bridge Church, Fredericksburg. Yes. We're going to kickstart a revival here.
Yeah.
It's like, let us be the beginning of this. Hill Country is ready. Bridge Church is ready. We have so many churches here. The doors will be wide open. Curry and the Keeper will be there.
Hey,
come hang out and pray with us.
And I can't stress enough, please go listen to Pastor Jimmy's sermon this past Sunday. The 10:45 a.m. sermon. Please go listen to it.
It's on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube.
BridgeFBG.com.
Yeah, that's probably even better. But if you want to, come on the 15th, the evening, Sunday the 15th. We're doing a prayer night.
So
you know, there'll be some worship, which means some music will be there.
Worship is a band.
There will be some band, but it's really going to be about prayer.
Yeah,
and I'm very excited about this. We'll probably promote it. When is the next show?
Next week.
Thank you.
And what day will that? Today is the 4th, so that would be the 11th.
Okay, so we'll talk about it next week as well. But it's gonna be fantastic. I'm very excited about it.
Epic.
So, and it doesn't matter if you're Christian, if you feel like something's drawing you to this, if whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, hop on the bus, Gus. Come on over. It's going to be fun. We have a value for value podcast, which means we only expect you to send something back in value to us for the value you receive. If you don't receive any value, please don't send anything.
Yeah.
But then why are you listening?
Well, share it. They can share it.
If people aren't listening, then they get no value.
Yeah. They're lost.
But you can do it in many ways, time, talent, treasure. I'm going to have to figure out how to work this in. So it doesn't matter how you want to share the value. May you never be so poor that you can't share your riches. And that might just be, you know, sharing the show with somebody.
Yeah.
That might just be making art. Thank you, Craig.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Craig.
It might be sending wine. Thank you, Misty. We and love, Michael, love the wine.
Michael Anastasio sending more wine.
Yes. Do you have his note here? Because that's not an actual donation note.
I do.
But, yeah.
It says simply, young couple, wine is traveling your way. Hope you enjoy. So I responded to him and said, Michael, let me just say, I love that you call us young couple. You are truly a blessing. Thank you. Thank you, Tina. And he goes, it is my pleasure. I call you young couple because I am 2 weeks older than Adam. So he had a birthday and we didn't wish him happy birthday. He didn't tell us.
I didn't tell us. Well, happy birthday, Michael.
Happy birthday, Michael.
You got to tell us.
He says things, he brother. Calls himself Mike. I call him Michael.
Oh, I'll call him Mike. You call him Michael.
I'll call him Michael.
Okay. So we do have some executive producers. In fact, quite a few people have supported us.
My heart is so full.
We have a P.O. box also if you want to send something.
Yes, we did get something in the P.O. box.
What did we get in the P.O. box?
We got a book from... Is that on the air?
No.
No, not on the air at all.
John Train. He sent us a book, Radical Moses, the amazing civil freedom built into ancient Israel. I'm very interested
in the inside. I put the little
I got
little
it.
Cart.
I okay. got it right All here. Right. I'm on it, baby.
Say?
In the evening.
In the evening.
Here's an easy read for Adam and Tina. This is fresh from my pastor here in Tecumcurry.
I don't know. You have the note. Were you not prepared? Did you not practice the name?
I know. Obviously not.
How do you spell it?
T-U-R-C-U-M-C-A-R-I.
Wait.
T-U-C-U-M-C-A-R-I. Tecumcurry?
It's New Mexico.
Oh.
Tecumcurry.
I hope it shifts.
Tucumcurry, maybe. Tucumcurry?
I have no idea.
Two can carry.
I hope it shifts your paradigm the same way it did for me. Blessings to you both from John Train.
Thank
I'm
you,
excited
John.
To read
yeah,
this.
It's
yeah.
a small little
this
book. I like it. It's
read.
Exciting.
Yeah.
yeah.
Thank you, that. John. That was very kind.
We got some treasure. The treasure has been phenomenal
oh
the past
gosh,
couple of weeks. It's
so
appreciated. And our top executive producer, these are credits that you get that we put them in the credits of every single show notes, uh-huh. currythekeeper.com. A row of a satchel of riches, so we call them a row of sticks. $111 from Beth Borazon.
Beth and Beth, did you get your glasses?
Oh yeah, that's glasses. Right. Yes. Did she? She hasn't mentioned that if she got her glasses.
She's so lovely. Yeah. That's so kind.
She's a supporter of lots of podcasts.
Oh
she's
my
so
gosh!
Sweet. Now we have
Thank you,
two.
Beth. There was no note though.
No, there was no note.
Okay,
Beth, come on,
okay.
Beth. Now we have two $100 donations. I have a note here, but I'm in the producer credits. I have Karen Young and David Young because I know that one is for each. Because I know that Karen is doing the business, but she's just. You know, just helping David out here.
Yeah, he's catching up to her.
Here's the note. In the evening, future Mr. and Mrs. Mayor. There you go.
In the evening!
Well, if that happens, Karen's your campaign manager. You know that,
oh,
Karen, right?
Well, she's going to have to fight off Dame Jennifer. You know, there's people, everyone wants to help with this now. She says, I don't think the future Surgeon General and I have been decanted yet. That's David. The future Surgeon General. Okay. Well, of course we're going to decant you.
You've been decanted.
You are officially decanted now. We are now both well on our way to obtaining the Salmon Ye status. I love it when I said people write Salmon Ye.
I know.
S-A-L-M-O-N.
Yay.
Yay. And looking forward to have a tasting room live event here in Fred. Yeah. You're on.
You know what? You bring your pecana here. I'll make the pecana. We'll do the live tasting event.
Good
here.
Idea.
Yes.
I love it. We both enjoy listening to your show at different times during our week and sharing laughs. You know, the people that are in the evening together.
Yeah.
Stay together.
Oh, geez. Brother.
Thank you for what you're doing and sharing your life with us each week. If this is in line with God's will, it will happen. God is moving here in Fredericksburg and we're excited to be part of it and can't wait to see what unfolds. This is exactly what we're talking
about.
People are feeling this.
I know.
They're feeling something.
I know.
October 15th, everybody.
I know.
Come one, come all. Faith, family, and values.
Yes.
From Karen and David.
Thank you, Karen and David.
Thank you so much.
We love you so much.
We really do. Thank you. So nice.
It was really thoughtful.
We have another executive producer, Donald Francis. And remember, go to currythekeeper.com to see, you know, how you reach your Sam and Ye status. And, you know, we have all the donation stuff there. Just donated via PayPal. Didn't see space for a note. Something's confusing on the app, especially. So here it is.
Wait, do you have Stephen Page's?
Yeah, I've got it.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm jumping a gun. Sorry.
Do you want to do the spreadsheet? It's hard enough for me.
I'm sorry.
Just imagine. I've been cooking all day. I do the newsletter. And now I have to do the spreadsheet.
Sorry.
So please accept this donation on behalf of and decant my amazing wife, Stephanie Francis. Well, hello, Stephanie.
Hold on a second.
Here we go. All right.
Welcome to Been Decanted.
Enjoy.
Welcome to Vineyard Nation.
Welcome.
Vineyard Nation.
It has been beautiful, inspiring to both of us to listen to you discuss your faith journey. Listening to the show and discussing it has enriched our faith lives as a couple.
Oh, I love that.
You are doing great things. And our blessing to so many. Sincerely, Don Francis. I should say Don and Stephanie.
Thank you.
This makes me feel good.
I didn't see that come through.
I told you I got the note. Did you get the PayPal? You said I don't have a note. So I got the note, but you were watching carnivore people.
Okay.
Not paying attention
to keto people. Get it right.
Carnitards and ketotards. Oh, look, here's Stephen Page with a $100 donation. Thank you, Stephen.
Stephen, are you a Sam and Ye yet? He's got to be really close.
And that's Stephen and Heidi.
Stephen and Heidi, yes.
Hi, Adam and Tina. Request for jobs karma. After 3 days without being called back, asked the big boss if there was work, and after an hour, no response.
Oh, man.
Back to the out of work list, 25 as of this morning.
Oh, man.
Getting off to a rocky start after last week's work. I had my thoughts on, should I just go back to work, to the work list? I guess they made a decision for me. I guess this donation makes me a Kratom Yay. Oh. Well, if he's a Kratom Yay, then he needs to be, I wasn't even prepared for this. Well, first of all, let me give him.
We don't have a Kratom Yay. He would solely be the only Kratom Yay.
I mean, he has to be a, wait, but is he a Salmon Ye?
Stephen, let me know.
Let us know what you want. But he does want a...
jobs karma.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a jobs KTLD karma for him, which is the first time I've ever done this.
Oh.
But I think it will be special for him.
Jobs, 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 and jobs. Let's vote for jobs.
You've got karma.
Okay, good, good. And you know what, Stephen?
We'll pray for you.
Yes, absolutely.
We're definitely going to pray for you.
We will pray for you.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. Then we go on to, of course, people can also support us. It's one of our favorite ways through Value for Value podcast apps. You should be using a Value for Value podcast app, whether you send us value through it or not, podcastapps.com. A lot of people are using Fountain and Castomatic. Castomatic, people like that too.
Yeah.
Who have iPhones.
I think that's what not Serial Killer Kate uses.
Yeah, a lot of iPhone users like Castomatic. It's a very Apple kind of vibe too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like Fountain. And we have 100,000 Satoshis.
Oh.
From Sir Brian with an I.
Brian.
Look at him.
Wow.
Adam, thank you for not skipping leg day. Skipping leg day?
Working out.
Oh. Congrats on the new and improved donk. Rocking that 2023 booty. Not to make you the butt of jokes, but if they are too asinine, just turn the other cheek. Brian, you're killing me here. Please use these Satoshis for twerking lessons. Okay, I'll stop making puns, but I would be remiss if I didn't sign off with bottoms up. Raise a glass to the keister in the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Raise my glass to you, Brian. Thank you.
Oh, man. That was a good one, Brian.
That was a good one. Then we have...
Did you see what I put in the newsletter about him? Did you?
Can you read it?
Yeah. Let me
pull and by it the way, you can also subscribe to the newsletter, yes, careenthekeeper.com.
Yeah. So I was saying how you can support the show, either your time, talent, or treasure, and say, talent, be like Brian, who likes to hog the show with his talent.
Be like Brian. Exactly. Exactly. So we have 77,777. Striper boost from
Pastor Jimmy?
No. Oh. Pastor Comsey first.
Oh.
The pastor's loving that. Adam, hearing how supportive you are to the keeper inspired me to do the same with my wife.
Oh.
You mean you make jokes about her all the time?
Yeah, and do an animated voice about how ridiculous I am. You mean that way?
I guess. Oh, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary. Oh. And he says, and we never had a fight. He says it right there.
Let me ask you, though, are your lids up or are they down?
This is what will keep the fight out of the house. I'd like to shout out her Etsy store at Comstead Designs. That's C-O-M-B, Stead Designs, S-T-E-A-D. C-O-M-B-S-T-E-A-D designs.etsy.com. Comstead Designs. Hmm. She's worked really hard. Look at it. Take a look at it.
I'm looking at it right now.
She worked really hard on all the designs, and I'm super proud of her. Tina, feel free to pick out a shirt of your choosing and just click.
Is it three words?
It's one word. Well, it's comsteaddesigns.etsy.com. Tina, feel free to pick out a shirt of your choosing. Just click contact shop owner and let us know which one, and we'll get it to you ASAP. Blessings from Pastor Comsey.
Oh, thank you so much.
How's it
going? I will definitely do that.
Thank you so much.
I don't think I'm on the right one. I'm going to have to look it
up. Okay, well, I'll give you the link again. If you can't figure it out, how is anyone else going to figure it out? Comsteaddesigns.etsy.com. And then we have another striper boost. Yes, there it is, of course. My brother, Pastor Jimmy. Another great episode from the Podfather and the Keeper, Adam and Tina. It was a joy for Damonette and I to accompany you to the Spark Media Awards event. So much fun. Adam, you knocked the keynote out of the park. I was so proud of my friend and brother, despite the fact that you messed up.
Did he say that?
No.
I was like, that does not sound like Pastor Jimmy. He is like your biggest cheerleader.
More adventures to come. Let's do this. And of course, his signature leaky bucket emoji. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate
it. Her shop
that
is so cute. It's beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Now look at this, 33,444. Congratulations, Adam, on your Lifetime Achievement Award from the Spark Conference. And thanks for nominating the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible for an award. This is from Steve Webb, yes, the award winner of, what is it, Best Bible Study Podcast.
You kept asking me that. You're like, what was it? I'm like, I don't know. What was it? You asked me three times. Well, what, do you remember what it was? I'm like, no.
Because I wanted to tell him, because I said, you won. He said, what was the category? I said, I don't know, but you won. Who cares? You won. You got to get a trophy. It was the, hold on a second, because I asked.
I love the Be the Light sweatshirt. That's cute. Oh, I'm still looking at her shop.
Best Bible Study Devotional Podcast. That's what it was.
Very nice.
Thanks for nominating the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible for an award. It's still hard to believe that show won. I don't think so. It's a great show. Thank you for accepting for me since the lovely lady Leanne and I were unable to make the trip to Houston. May God bless you and Tina richly. By the way, Tina, I've been eating animal-based since late last year and have lost almost 45 pounds.
Wow.
I'm so much healthier according to almost every metric. Go meat.
Go meat.
Go meat.
For me now, Steve, it's go fat. Fat grams.
33,015 from comic strip blogger. Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. This time I'd like to invite your listeners to subscribe to the podcast entitled Just Two Good Old Boys, which can be found at www.justtwogoodoldboys.com. Unlike most other podcasts that are hosted by unemployed losers, this podcast is hosted by two fully employed experts from Texas. Ben, a cybersecurity expert, and your pal Gene, that's Sir Gene, an entrepreneurship specialist. Yo, CSB, comic strip blogger, promoting everybody else once again. A fan, beautiful man you are. Francito, 4321. Thank you, Francito. We have Sir Vance from the Pacific Northwest fulfilling my promise after I asked you to cancel my PayPal subscription. That's right, 3333. We appreciate it, brother. And Ups Chris with 3333. Thank you for the honest banter. God bless you too. And 2000 from Dabai Shung, I think. Boosting for real talk. And those are our boosters, our supporters, value for value. Thank you so much. It is so appreciated. It and I hope that, you know, if go to that media, Spark Media Ventures website and take a look at some of those podcasts. And if you find them on Value for Value, boost them. Let them know. Let them know that you're listening. It's so encouraging.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah. And it's so encouraging when you just you get something.
What was the one about the, let me just say this. Thank you, everybody. Your kindness and generosity just fills my heart so much. We're so appreciative. I love that you come here every week and listen to us banter and Adam make fun of me all the time.
This is my therapy.
I did roll my eyes at you though.
Yeah, you did. It's okay. I immediately said, you rolled your eyes at me.
I know.
I can't believe you. Shocked. And then you said, well, I learned from the best. Okay. I learned it by watching you. Okay.
No, what was the one podcast about the daughters? The dad,
no, the dad whisperer,
the dad whisperer. Mm-hmm. And it was a podcast talking to dads
for dads. Dads and daughters. Here they say the dad whisperer podcast because she it's hosted by a woman.
That woman was lovely too. She had just gotten
Dr. Michelle mm-hmm. Watson, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Awarded best podcast for men. 2023 by Spark Media.
Yeah.
Is how a dad can make the Bible come to life with his daughter.
Oh,
that's one episode.
That's
right here.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. That's fantastic. Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield. There you go. Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield. Very interesting. A lot of these shows really, are you yawning? Am I boring? All right, everybody. The keeper is bored. My queen is falling. Do you need some fat? Do you need some pork belly? Quick.
You should have pork I got little, some in the fridge.
Like, munch on a pork belly real quick. You got something left?
No, I just wanted to give progress on Phoebe.
Oh, this is good news.
Yeah, good
Four
news.
4 pounds.
She's down to 115. 115?
No, she was actually, so they looked at the chart. She was 119.9.
Oh.
And now she's 116.1.
Oh, okay.
So she's losing weight. We got her
That's
some.
That's because we're starving her.
No, we're not starving. No, don't say that because then Baron Scott will be emailing me like, dude, you know, I can help you with Phoebe.
Yeah,
you know,
he told us to feed her the other food. She packed on more weight. And we have two big bags of it in our garage. Now, Sorry, Baron Scott.
This stuff is good. She likes it. And she's
eating air. She's eating.
She's not eating air. She's healthy and she's happy and she's very energetic.
She's super happy.
Yeah.
Super,
and she's bouncy. And no,
she's got allergies up the wahoo, though.
Well, that no, so we got a shot for that yesterday. Yeah. That is so many dogs here in Hill Country have that. That's just what it is.
She's living a good life.
I know. She comes from the tree line to the throne.
Like I said, with my last newsletter. Anyway, that's all I got. What else do you have over there?
All I have is a big beating heart for you.
Oh, I love you, baby.
I love you too, darling.
See you next week?
Yes, I'll bring the wine.
Okay.
You bring the laughter.
I will.
See you, everybody.
Curry and the keeper.